From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, practicing medicine by day and jihad by night. It may be illegal, but does it violate the Hippocratic Oath?
But first, in Pakistan, at least 16 people have been killed in fighting around the Red Mosque in the capital city of Islamabad. Hundreds of Islamic students have been holed up inside the mosque, refusing to surrender. Meanwhile, Pakistani security forces have surrounded the building, and gunfire and explosions have been heard.
The students are followers of radical cleric Maulana Abdul Aziz. Aziz himself was captured as he fled the mosque, reportedly disguised in a woman's burqa. He's now calling on his supporters to surrender.
Joining us now to talk about the situation in Islamabad is Declan Walsh. He covers Pakistan for the British newspaper The Guardian. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Can you remind us briefly how the standoff began?
It all started on Tuesday afternoon when there was a clash between students of this madrasa and security forces just outside the madrasa, or it's a madrasa and mosque complex. That quickly deteriorated into violence. There was a gun battle between the militants and the security forces that lasted throughout the day. That's when at least 16 people were killed. And since then, there's been a protracted siege pitting the government against the militants, which seems to be coming to a climax at the moment.
What's the situation like right now? Is there any indication that the students might surrender anytime soon?
I've just been watching a local television station where the chief cleric who's remaining within the mosque, his name is Abdul Rashid Ghazi, he's been speaking to a local journalist live on television and offering to surrender. The government has really stepped up the pressure on the mosque quite intensely today. There's been a lot of explosions, quite a lot of gunfire, and we've seen helicopter gunships passing very close overhead. So as a result of all this pressure, it seems to have paid off for the government. They're offering a surrender, but with some conditions attached. And a senior police officer came onto the same TV show and said that the government will only accept an unconditional surrender. So this is not confirmed yet.
The cleric Maulana Abdul Aziz, as we mentioned, was captured yesterday as he was trying to attempt an escape in a burqa and, as I understand it, high heels. That might have been quite a vision, I would imagine.
That's right, yeah, it's quite an unusual sight, particularly as one of the marking characteristics of this movement, if you like, has been that it has had thousands of female students, usually young girls, often from poor backgrounds, who are offered a free education at this mosque complex. And in return, they're expected to participate in these public vigilante activities, what they call an anti-vice campaign. So over the last number of months, the students in the mosque, particularly the girls wearing these black burqas, have been attacking people they accuse of being prostitutes. They've kidnapped a number of police, and they've generally sort of flouted the law. So that really added, if you like, to the spice of seeing Abdulaziz captured last night. We saw him being discovered by a police woman who discovered him hiding among a group of women leaving the mosque. He's a man who looks rather elderly. He's got a bushy grey beard. So the sight of him in a mosque in a burqa was really quite something.
Declan Walsh is a reporter for The Guardian. He's based in Pakistan. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.